fight back.
His choice.
Our choice.
His clinic.
Our clinic.
His street.
Our streets.
His body.
Our bodies.
His life.
Our lives.
His choice.
Our choice.
His clinic.
Our clinic.
Clap your hands. Bend your mind. San Francisco is pro-choice. Clap your hands. Bend your mind. San Francisco is pro-choice.
Clap your hands.
Raise your mind.
Don't want to look back across a divide and see bewildered women who
who only ever heard about legal abortion and legal contraception, but never really experienced it for themselves. Let's, as a group, do what we can to encourage the people that we are with in community and in family to think and speak and act on this every day as often as we possibly can. Thank you.
All right, let's get someone else. Anyone? How are you feeling?
Can everybody down there hear this? It's a speak out.
We're having a speak out. Open mic speak out. Say what you're feeling.
Well, in the meantime, so
think about what you want to say in this speak out for 1 to 2 minutes. But in the meantime, I'll give you some more information. Let's see. When we see the right wing approaching, what? The wrong wing, absolutely. The non-left wing, whatever you want to call it. The people that are here to say that we don't have the right to reproductive choice, including abortion, when they get here, what we're going to do is, much like we're doing, we're going to line the street. We'll try to not even be double file. We'll try to be single file, give them a nice long view of Market Street. And the sentiment of San Francisco, being in support of abortion rights and support of full reproductive rights. So that's what we want to do. We'll be chanting. We'll be giving them an earful. Be prepared, because they have bused people in from the Central Valley and all over California. These are not people that took part in Muni, mostly.
All over the country.
Although some did. So the point is, they've got a lot of money behind them to get a lot of people here. So don't be surprised at the numbers. But again, the point is that I think that we represent San Francisco and the Bay Area's sentiment. And so our numbers, whatever they may be, are very important. And so that's why we want to be disciplined. We want to line Market Street. We want to be here and chanting and doing everything that we can to represent our side. And we're going to usher them right out of town like we do every year. So that's the general plan. If you do have questions, you're welcome to ask me and let me know. But also, again, Norma's got the bullhorn here, and she's kicking off the speak out. So 1 to 2 minutes, if there's anything you'd like to say, anything you want to talk about, you're welcome. So please come forward.
Hi, my name is Marit. I'm with Bay Area Radical Women and also BayCorp. Thank you all for coming to Counter. I just want to draw everyone's attention to the amazing banners that are over here on Market. These are ones of the 45 that are still up. Some vandals Sunday night ripped down 27 of them. And Life Legal Defense Foundation, which is a really crappy anti-abortion legal group, they do not believe that the banners are legal. Just because they're a legal organization doesn't mean they can say everything's illegal that they don't like. So they maybe endorse some vandals, we don't know. But they're incredible and they're beautiful. BayCorp has one at First and Market. U.S. Out of My Uterus, Her Decision, Her Health, among other slogans. And they're gorgeous, so keep them. Actually, this is the last night they're going to be up because the city's taking them down tonight. So please get a good look at them, take pictures. But we really appreciate everyone being out here today. It's super important that we continue to defend abortion rights. Abortion care is health care. And if anyone says otherwise, they're shortchanging women and telling them that women can't decide on their own. So we just want to stand up and stand strong in defense of reproductive justice and against the right wing that proclaims to care for women. But in truth, we know the reality, and it's not the case. They want to keep women down, and that's what's going on. So we're here to say no and to stand strong in defense of reproductive justice and abortion rights. And thank you all for coming out today.
Hi, my name's Dale Lockie.
Right in the mic.
Okay. And I'm 64 years old. I was in the college class in 69. Okay. I'm 64 years old, and I was in the college class of 69.
All right.
That's funny.
I don't know. We didn't know anything about birth control. We had a lot of pregnancies. And at that time, abortion was straight out illegal in California and everywhere else in the country.
That's right.
And I had friends who went to Mexico to get abortions. and friends who died after going to Mexico to abortions. But mostly I know people who had backstreet abortions with coat hangers that not only made them ill or killed them, but made them unable to ever bear children. I don't want that ever again. I don't want it. My daughter has finished having kids, but my granddaughter hasn't even started. And whether or not she decides to have kids, it should be her decision,
right.
Not anybody else's. That's just, I felt that it was my decision and nobody else's. So, anyhow, so, go for it.
Needs
to
be. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, I'm Marjolaine. I come from France.
Uh-huh.
And I'm completely supportive of pro-choice in San Francisco.
That's right.
Just wanted to say that also in France we are fighting for pro-choice because they are all willing to close the clinics. So we fight to have free abortion made by public hospitals, so
right.
We are all the world together to fight for pro-choice.
Right.
Come forth, speak.
Right.
All right.
All right.
I know.
Okay,
right.
Press the button.
I only have a minute here, so people listen up.
All right, listen up, folks, please.
What am I saying? Move in.
They are.
Move where?
Yeah, there.
Just to be safe.
Okay.
Car.
They're attacking our rights.
That's right.
They're attacking me as a black woman.
Right.
They're attacking cowards. They're attacking just regular people.
That's right.
We can't stand for this. We have to fight.
That's right.
It's not. We don't have as much money or as many people as they have, but
right
we have
now
to stand up for our rights.
Right.
I believe in us. You guys believe in us, right?
That's right.
Yeah. We can do this. We can rock the show.
That's right.
Let's show them what we got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you.
What we were.
That's all right.
That's right.
And I think Donnie's here with Sisters United Front for Survival, so she'll talk to you more about that.
All right, sus.
Now you can see we're starting to get our enemies are getting close. And so just be prepared. We're really going to try to spread out. I think what we'll do is so that since there's a longer stretch of straight sidewalk down this way, if we can all just start moving this way, you can follow the bullhorn, and we're going to try to spread out as much as possible.
Let's get everybody over there.
Remember, you guys, we have to love our enemies, but we don't have to like them. MLK just passed. So we can talk bad to them if we want. We can scream, we can yell, we can talk. But we still have to love them because they're human beings just like us.
Woo!
Awesome. Okay, the group is standing on a street corner a block up from the 101 Occupy Market site with police motorcycles inches in the front of the people, making sure they separate the permitted marchers from us. There's about 100 people here facing against thousands that are coming down the street, marching, and we're being treated as if they have to be protected from us and as if we're Occupy standing off against corporate society.
We don't care if women die.
Walk
right,
your name's alive.
We don't care if women die.
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 decisions I ever made. You don't speak for me, and you have no right to determine what happens to my body. You can enact principles on your own body, and you should live your life according to those principles. But when you criminalize abortion, you only are coercive, and that's all you are. Women deserve legal abortion. I had a legal abortion, and it was the best decision I made, and I'm sorry if you have a different experience. You have to learn anything with compassion. But women do not deserve to have abortion criminalized.
Sidewalks in the street. Different group of communist pro-choicers in the street in front of a police line. Police are keeping us separate. Pretty harsh with me. And the two groups have met.
That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by night. That's the motto of pro-life. Pray by day, bomb by
night. Church, not the state. Women will decide their fate. Not the church, not the state. Women will decide their fate.
Anti-gay.